The mission of Mlago National Referral Hospital is to offer state-of-the-art healthcare services. It has lived up to this mission with groundbreaking medical milestones, including undertaking the first successful kidney transplant in December last year. But underneath this medical progress is a story of suffering and frustration for many patients who seek care at the National Referral. A shocking undercover investigation by a New Vision journalist has laid bare the appalling failures in patient care at the hospital's health wards. Listen to this tear-jerking narration, telling the story of corruption, bribery, extortion, and sexual harassment. Our undercover reporter spent 3 months employed as a cleaner at the facility. In the third episode of Undercover in Mlago podcast series, sexual harassment, poor toilet etiquette, take a toll.
The Pediatric Oncology Clinic on Block G, Level 5, was a realm of daily routine and unexpected challenges. As the sole cleaner responsible for maintaining its cleanliness, my days were filled with sweeping, mopping, and emptying trash bins from laboratories and offices. 2 days into my role, my cleaning partner arrived in casual wear, a breach of protocol in Medi's eyes. His scolding sent the cleaner home, never to return. Suddenly, I found myself alone in the midst of nurses who saw me as responsible for his absence. The bullying began, led by Nurse Josh and her cohort of disapproving stares. Each day felt like a trial, with my every move scrutinized and reported to Medi. Among the nurses and staff, Aisha, Stella, Jeremiah, and Dr. Salih, I felt undervalued, a mere cleaner in their eyes. Brian, the data entrant, even went as far as to question why a good-looking lady like me would choose such a job, tossing money my way as if to emphasize his point. His attempts at familiarity crossed a line. I rebuffed his advances. From then on, his hostility was palpable, a simmering resentment in his every glance. But I stood my ground, demanding respect, even in the face of their disdain. Slowly, the tide began to turn. My insistence on professionalism earned me a modicum of civility from the staff. Yet, the real battleground was the hospital's toilets. A nightmare of poor etiquette and unhygienic practices. Patients seemed oblivious to basic hygiene, leaving urine and fecal matter in their wake. I took it upon myself to enforce cleanliness, even sitting at the entrance of the toilet to monitor proper usage. But my efforts seemed futile. The stubborn disregard for hygiene persisted. The situation reached its lowest point when I was ordered to clean up fecal material left at the entrance of the toilet. In a moment of defiance, I pushed it aside, only to realize my mistake as it was spread across the waiting area. From then on, I took a hard stance, issuing daily lessons on proper toilet etiquette to no avail. It seemed some patients were determined to defy even the most basic norms of hygiene. My concerns for my mental and physical health grew as I handled infectious waste without proper gloves. The lack of training on handling chemotherapy waste added to my unease. I appealed to Medi for assistance, asking for another person to share the workload or a transfer to a different department. The thought of handling toxic waste without proper protection weighed heavily on my mind. But the challenges didn't end there. I discovered unsettling practices within the clinic, including allegations of patients being coerced into signing consent forms for research without fully understanding the implication. The clinic's collaborations with the Joint Clinical Research Center raised ethical questions, especially when I learnt about the potential risks some patients face due to chemotherapy treatments. As the days passed, my interactions with the staff revealed a complex web of power dynamics and unspoken hierarchies. Nurse Stella, for all her jolliness, still held a position of authority that demanded respect. But amidst the challenges and frustrations, there were moments of clarity. I remembered Matthias's question during the interview: would I endure the repugnant aspects of the job? With each passing day, I found my answer. So I persevered, pushing through the hostility, the filth, and the disdain. The job had become a test of my resilience, a trial by fire that forged a newfound strength within me. For now, I remained a cleaner in the shadows of Mulago Hospital, unseen yet integral to its daily operations. My battle was not just with the dirt and the grime, but with the prejudices and challenges that lurked within its walls.
That's it for the third episode of Undercover in Mulago. Our undercover journalist continues to unveil the dark underbelly of Mulago Hospital's health wards.